Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Happy weekend. 今天又是我们的周末特辑了。In recent weeks, the US stock market has calmed down quite a bit. In today's episode, let's introduce an article to dissect the drop. The piece is titled, Stock Market is Top Heavy, but Carnage is Widespread. So first, the big ones.Eight companies are to blame for nearly half the stock market's decline this year. And the pain doesn't end there. Apple Inc., Microsoft Corp., Amazon.com Inc., Tesla Inc., and the parent companies of Google and Facebook swelled to be so big in recent years that they accounted for 25% of the S&P 500 heading into 2020. The benchmark U.S. stock index is weighted by market value,which means the biggest company have the most influence. Just recently, those companies were powering the stock market ever higher. Now that they are faltering, the broader market is too. Together with NVIDIA Corp. and Netflix Inc., they are responsible for 46% of the benchmark's 2022 losses through Wednesday on a total return basis, according to S&P Dow Jones indices.The S&P 500 has tumbled 18.2% in 2022, or 17.7% when accounting for dividends and stock distributions. The stock market's former darlings have fallen ever further. Netflix has declined 70%. The Facebook parent Meta Platforms Inc. and NVIDIA are down 43% and 42%, respectively. The other five stocks have dropped between 23% and 36%. Second, how did they do in the past?For years, investors favored relatively expensive shares of fast-growing companies, many of them tied to technology, over their cheaper, slower-growing counterparts. The pandemic turbocharged those bets, as the shift by many consumers to working, socializing, and shopping from home powered swift growth for many tech companies. The S&P 500 soared 90% in 3 years that ended in 2022. Apple,Microsoft and Google parent Alphabet Inc. were among the biggest contributors to the index's outsized gains in each of those years. Apple shares, for example, advanced 80% in 2020, while Microsoft shares soared 41%. The new reality. Some market strategists say big tech's dominant era might be in the rearview mirror. Investors have been favoring cheaper stocks during the sell-off. The Russell 1000 Value Index is down 10% in 2022.While the Russell 1000 Growth Index has slumped 27%. The stocks supporting the S&P 500 this year have been ExxonMobil Corp., Chevron Corp., and ConocoPhillips, along with Merck Corp. and AbbVie Inc., according to S&P Dow Jones indices. The energy stocks have climbed more than 40% this year, while Merck has added 20% and AbbVie has climbed 12%.All five stocks traded this week at a lower multiple of their projected earnings than did the benchmark index. We're in a high inflation world where interest rates are going to be higher on average than they have been in the past, said Ed Campbell, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at PGIM Quantitative Solutions. That's an environment that's better for value stocks.好了，这就是今天这篇文章的简介。你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到这篇文章的一些摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整文字版。All right, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Happy weekend. 好了，今天的节目就到这里了，感谢你的收听，我们下一期再见。